Welcome to the Wide for the Win podcast. Our goal at Wide for the Win is to help authors grow publishing success across multiple platforms and formats through education, training, support, and community. If you're interested in reaching readers around the world, diversifying your income as an author, and exploring the freedom of living a truly indie author life, you've come to the right place. This episode is sponsored by the Wide for the Win Bookshop, which you can find over at wideforthewin.com. Just look for the link at the top of the page. Purchasing books for writers from this bookshop helps support the Wide for the Win community. And again, you can find that at wideforthewin.com. Hey, Joe, welcome to the Wide for the Win podcast.
Well, thanks for having me on the show.
We have so much to talk about, but coming up very soon, coming up this November, is going to be the second annual Author Nation. Joe, for those who are not, you know, lucky enough to know about or have experienced Author Nation, what is Author Nation?
Sure. So Author Nation is the largest indie author conference in the world. We meet from this year, November 3rd through the 7th at the Horseshoe Casino in Las Vegas. It's a networking and education event for authors at any level. I think what we have a unique approach to how we do things. It's very different from other shows. Right. And allows, if you're, there'll be people there that haven't written a book yet, and this will level you up quick. You're going to jump right into it and get a lot of things that will answer so many of your questions. But then also, we have a lot of high-level authors that have been around a while. They might not, some of them are there because they're actually speaking, but then a lot of them are there just because we have a massive amount of different companies there that they're hoping to meet and talk to. And so there's a lot of wheeling and dealing that happens in the hall. So,
yeah. But so what it is someone who's been in the industry for a while and is looking for that high level, like, I want to know the next big thing. You've got tracks that are specifically for those more advanced writers, but you also have for somebody who's like, I've never published a book, or I just started and I want to learn a little bit about how to market my book, or I want to learn a little bit about how to leverage these platforms. You've got like that, they're divided up, so it's easy when you register to pick the tracks that might be best for you.
Yeah, so we're just getting ready to release our actual schedule. That'll be happening in the beginning of September.
Yeah,
we've announced most of our speakers, so like there's a really good idea of like who's speaking when and what those topics are. Not who's speaking when, but what the topics are going to be.
Right.
We'll have exactly when, and then we have tracks like craft, business, mindset, productivity, marketing. There's a lot of different things, and then within those tracks there's different levels of sophistication, right? So the other part that's different than a lot of other shows is that we have 8 rooms running at the same time, multiple slots. So we're providing over, it'll end up being over 100 sessions with panels and whatnot. Wow. So there's a lot for some people might be like, oh my God, what do I do with all that? Well, this gets back to what you said, is what level you're at should carve out like 80% of the stuff that's probably not for you, right? If you're more advanced, there's things that like, why would you go to this, learning how to format session when maybe you haven't formatted a book in years.
No, that's true. That's true.
Yeah. So that, and even if you are like a maniac and went to every possible session that you could, you're still not going to see everything that we have. And that's why we have, after the event, you have access to all the videos, and we have these after party sessions so that you can, either go deeper into the content that you did attend or get to some of the stuff that you had to make that trade-off choice at the show. It was like, I decided to go to this session versus that session. I think that for somebody that's new, my advice as a business person is, you should be investing in your product, right? You put your money into your editing, put your money into your cover for that first book. But if you do have the budget and you're trying to figure out how to just, it's not even like leveling up. Like for anybody that has ever attended this show or any other, when you connect with the author community and you get that support and accountability and you get to see all that scar tissue. You go to a different place in your career. You suddenly see how accessible this can be, and you so many things that you they don't they you didn't even know they were questions you should be asking get answered.
Oh, I love that. Now, you had mentioned speakers briefly, I've heard there's this new up and coming writer that's going to be speaking there. James
Jimmy
Patterson, I think
P,
his name is. Yeah,
James Patterson,
yeah.
yeah. So, we're bringing in authors from the traditional market, especially
Yeah.
ones with larger audiences. And there's a couple reasons why we're doing that is, while our roots are in indie, we don't believe in this indie versus trad mindset. We don't need to create more conflict and barriers for ourselves. What we're doing is we're bringing all the facets of the market into one place and let you decide. And, where in the past the show may have been more focused on, one particular way of going to the market, and that being through, Amazon and KU, we've completely changed that, and we probably got some ways to go to market that you didn't even know existed. And the way we're, trying to bring in somebody like James Patterson is, two ways. Like, what can he tell us, right? And then because he will also be at our signing event, he's going to be bringing an audience, right? So like, the secret evil plan with some of these big names, and I know for like the indies are like, well, why were we going to have a guy like that? It's like, well, would you like some of his customers? Right? Like,
1% of his customers come your way, you're going to be pretty happy.
yeah. And so like, as we're trying to get these two flywheels spun up between Author Nation and Reader Nation, you'll see that we're bringing in people that have a large draw in specific genres. What's so interesting about James Patterson is that people don't think about how indie he's been, right? And how he runs his business today, completely different than anybody else in the industry. Nobody has a model like him. And knowing what I know about what's going to be talked about at the event is like he's equally interested in understanding how to use disruption to his benefit. Not to be scared of it, but to lean in and see, like, oh, you know what? When things get disrupted, the order gets changed. Right. And for a lot of authors, their big concern is like, how do I get up in rank? How do I get to where I can be seen better? It's like, well, sometimes it requires a little bit of disruption.
It does, yeah. I mean, the other thing about James Patterson is he has very, very prominently supported independent bookstores for a long time now, right? By prov I mean, he's a very successful author, and he turns money into supporting because he recognizes that. And that's you'd mentioned this, and it's just so powerful because my version of wide for the win is including working with publishers, which I do as well as my indie publishing. And I think there's room for everything. And so I love the fact that you're bringing these worlds together as opposed to trying to push them as apart.
Well, and you look at most innovation is evolutionary, not revolutionary, right? So it's like, how do you get all the stuff in the mixing pot for the right recipe to kind of come to the surface. And that's what this is about, right? Is like I
Yeah.
we'll have things that come to the show. Like we'll bring in startup companies or new technologies and they'll come and go.
Yeah.
So what? It wasn't that we were trying to get it right on one particular thing. It's like we're trying to get the buffet opened up and for you to go through. And where, you know, I think our responsibility is to help you have some critical thinking and not doing everything, but doing the right things.
Yeah. I love that. So, there's a dirty word, called networking, that actually the minute I just said that, I just feel like everyone like just cringed and went, you know, that's smarmy and sleazy and I don't like it. I'm uncomfortable with it. But you have a different approach to what it is, which I think is really connections and community, maybe.
Yeah, so and I mean you were at the last show and I don't know if you were like down for the count at this point, but like our opening session, it was we talked about this insight that we had with our first survey, and we were able to identify significant differences in how authors performed, right? And we found that there was these things that if authors did, they got to profitability 18 months faster, and their profitability on average was 4 times higher. And the crazy thing was, these things, you don't have to like take a course or buy or, you know, what they are is a peer group, mentorship, and accountability. And if you have all three, like that's when the magic really happens, right? Any one of those is going to get you further, but when they get the three together, well, those things we can replicate at the show, right? Like, I think one of the reasons you and I are kind of show junkies is because of what you get out of that. On one hand, it can be a little draining. I understand that, right? Being on with people, but like those connections take you to another place because you realize, like, oh, I'm not on this road alone. You know, at a basic level, you can find some people that are ready to kind of be that accountability system and peer support. But the real magic happens is when you have some time to hang out together and you start to think about like, how can we collaborate? Like, how can we help each other find more readers? Or how can we create some new, really amazing intellectual property together? So, knowing the power of that and then having people say, I want to network more, but I don't want to network. How do we solve that problem? Well, I love doing stuff like that. So one of the things that we've done this year is we have started what we call the Writer's Lounge. And it's something that happens online and then live. Right now, the summer series is running and there are five companies. So it's Vinci Books, Draft to Digital, BookFunnel, Publish Drive, and Readzy. They're all sponsoring the chance to win a trip to the show. But how do you win that trip is you attend these virtual events. So you can sign up, they're completely free, and they're amazing things. And then we've got some other things sprinkled in there. But like those main events, they're doing things like, hey, we're gonna get online and we're gonna critique book blurbs. We're going to get online. We're going to talk about marketing problems, right? Like, that does two things, right? It starts getting you working on stuff you should be working on. But the best part is that kind of from the comfort of your own home, you start to see some faces that'll be at the show. You start to understand how we talk to each other. You can start to build some relationships that when you show up at the event, you know, you'll at least be, oh, like I remember that person from the call, right? You have a little bit more comfort. But what we hope comes out of that is like you make a commitment to like, hey, let's get together on Tuesday night when we have this Writer's Lounge event where we're getting together and every half hour or so kind of speed dating and moving from like maybe at the first you meet with people that are in your region and then you go meet with the Wide for the Win people, and then you go meet with the Draft to Digital people, and then you go meet with the Urban Fantasy people. So I know I threw a lot at you, but that's the whole idea is like we're creating structured events and things to do. that's kind of beyond just a meetup.
Right, yeah. And I think one of the things, because I fall into this trap where I get really intimidated when I go into a big room with a lot of people, and it's like, oh my God, I'm overwhelmed. I don't know what to do. I'm overstimulated. All of these things. Now, one of the strategies that I've used, and this just sort of a tip for authors, is to, if you've attended one of these virtual sessions and in interacted with people, or someone asked a great question, or there's a really interesting point that somebody made, when you're at the show in person, you have, instead of the small talk that can make you really uncomfortable as an introvert, you actually have a pointed purpose, like, oh, I really love the fact, hey, I saw you at that session. I really love that question you asked, or I really love the point you made, because I've never heard anyone say that before, or in quite the same way. And then suddenly you've gotten past that, how about the bears, or what's the weather, like all those things. You can get into what you're there for as an author, is to really to talk about the craft, to talk about the business, like those things. And then you're creating an authentic connection rather than a superficial, yeah, do you think they're going to make it to the World Series this year, that kind of stuff, right?
I think that we've all been there where we've, well, for you and I, it's very easy to walk into a place like Author Nation because we've been around these shows forever, and we have a hard time making it through the door without somebody coming up and talking to us, right? Like it's easy,
Yeah, that's
but if
easy. Yeah, when people approach me, that's so easy.
yeah, and I would say for anybody that's like watching this, that's coming and you can always come and talk to me.
Yeah.
I can't help you unless I know who you are, and maybe I'm not going to be the best at remembering your name, but like I do, when I meet somebody, I really think about, I'm listening to them so I can hear, because what I know, and this is beyond authorship, is that my entire success has been built on how I've connected people together.
Yeah.
Ideas with the right people at the right time solve problems. And so I'm always thinking, not necessarily what you can do for me, but like what you may be able to do for somebody else, or something that you may need that somebody else could help you with, right?
Right, yeah.
So I think that that's also a good attitude to have when you go into these events is, yeah, you come in with your own agenda, but also think about how you can help others, because if we all have that general feeling, and intent, like the connections will naturally happen.
Oh, for sure. I love that. It's so funny you talked about collaborations, and I don't think I even let you know about this, but a book that was published this year that I co-authored with Maddie Dalrymple, which is the podcast book about podcasting for authors, was born after I had lunch with Maddie and her husband at one of the Paris restaurants. And it was just sort of at the end of lunch, it's just like the idea came up, and like, yeah, let's do it. That sounds fun. And it's like those kinds of collaborations can happen in a virtual world, but those in-person events can really drive it home. We broke bread together. We did chatted about whatever, and it wasn't always about writing. It was just, Maddie's husband and I are big Rush fans, so we nerded out about some Rush songs and stuff while Maddie kind of did other things or patiently sat there. You know what I mean? So it was just one of those things where I think some of those connections you can make at Author Nation can really have a long-term effect on you. And again, that goes back to those three points you mentioned earlier, right?
I mean, I've been around this long enough to have observed in real time at events like Author Nation, people, the germination of new million-dollar series, new genres, like literally seeing like hybrid genres, subgenres pop up from this, alchemy that happens at an event where, three to five people that kind of know each other sit in at a session, and there's some innovation or inspiration, whatever, and they go off and they talk about it, whether it's over a meal or over drinks. And then it's like, well, why don't we do this? Right. And the next thing you know is like, oh, there's this new shared world that they're writing in, or there's this collaboration and co-writing. And I think that that's the kind of value creation that happens at an event like ours that it kind of gets discounted, but it's probably where it's goes into that category. Like, there's a lot of authors that come to our event that for them to take a week off, you're like, why are you doing that? Because you sitting in that chair, you write a book that makes you hundreds of thousands of dollars and you're not going to attend the sessions. Why are you going? It's like, well, they're going to find connections like that. They're going to meet with reps from audiobook companies to sign deals, right? Like that's how the industry works. They're smart enough to know that like where new innovation happens tends to be coming through channels like that. Yeah, there's a lot of noise, but like where do you see the new and up and coming genres? It's typically at a place like Author Nation.
And I know BookFunnel, for example, is an example of a very successful, very supportive to the author community company that was born from a much smaller conference in
Yeah,
Austin,
smarter
where
artists.
Damon was there listening to authors go, how do I deliver books to my readers that make it easier for them to read them? And then I mean, he was an epic fantasy writer,
Yeah.
and he, but also a coder and a developer, and then developed this solution. And again, you're going to get to. And the BookFunnel team was there in a massive way last year, and it was great to see so many of the team members. You know, it's great to see Damon and Julie, but it was great to see so many other team members there
Yeah.
as well. Yeah.
Well, and they're our big partner this year. They've come in as the big sponsor this year. And the reason being is because they're rolling out new innovations that relate to the reader side. And they wanted to partner with us because we could help them kind of test things out and we
Oh,
could be a good
yeah.
market for that. So it's like, that's a great thing to bring up because BookFunnel is one of these, like, for those of us that are around it and it's like, it's you have to use it. It's like you have to have a tie-off cleat on your boat. Like you just you can't go without. So that like to your point, like this idea comes up, like, hey, I think I might do, that could we I could solve that problem. I know how to write that. Like it's now a massive business that makes our lives as authors super easy. And they're continuing to innovate. And knowing what I know about what they're rolling out, they're not done.
No, I
They're
know this.
just getting started.
I know it's amazing. It's amazing. But I love that. But that's the kind of stuff that can happen when you're there in the community and you're actually engaged. Even if you're not that outspoken or whatever, just being there is in a sitting at a table or in a circle and listening to the other. Because some people will go to a show like this, and I remember seeing this like, oh my God, because in their lives, in their normal regular lives. They're the weirdo who's the author, and there's no other authors that they know. And so they can go to the show and be with their people. They can be with people who understand them. And I think that's such a valuable, and again, you can get some of that connection online, but those little things that can happen in person that I think are so powerful.
Yeah, I think that there is there's a pretty significant investment in doing something like an author conference, not just only in money but time, right? Like and that is also a pretty significant filter to be looking at is like who's serious about this? Like it's really easy to get online and talk about being an author and cosplay and being an author in a Facebook group. But are you hopping on an airplane and coming and meeting and like getting outside of your comfort zone? That's when the change happens. Like you don't it's like exercise, right? Like it's oh well the it sucks and everything hurts for the first week. It's like, yeah, that's because your body's changing. And like if you're in that uncomfortable space, things get different and things change. And you and I could spend the rest of this thing just talking about people we've met for the first time ever at an event that maybe are just starting, or maybe they haven't even written that book. And then a few years later, they're the next big thing, right?
Yeah.
And they'll say, oh yeah, it was because I went to this and I, you know, somebody, a lot of times it's not even the event itself, it's a conversation. It's one
Yeah. I met
conversation.
so and so. We started talking about this. They introduced me to whatever. And
Yep.
that's how, yeah, I look, honestly, I look at pride. When I look around the community, I look at pride with so many people that I've interacted with, and I'm so happy for their successes. It's like, wow, that is so amazing to see how far you've come. So
Yeah.
we're getting all excited. But for our listeners and viewers, so where can they find out more about AuthorNation, and what are the costs? Because you've got some virtual stuff and you've got the in-person, obviously the big in-person event in November.
Yeah. So the way it works is you can go to authornation.live. The other thing I would mention is we have community.authornation.live. That's a free community. It's an offline community like Wide for the Win. But for the Wide for the Win folks, like we have a strategic relationship with Wide for the Win. So like we're in that group. You don't have to go find another group, but you go to authornation.live and you can sign up for that Writer's Lounge series and see some of the stuff we're doing now virtually. There's no cost to that. That's just there. And that gets you a chance to potentially win a trip. You have to go to these events. You can't just sign up and hope
Wow,
you win.
you get to be informed and entertained, and you get a chance to win, and all it costs is your time.
And like the stuff we're doing is important. Like if you're not doing this, you're not
I
going to
mean,
have
all it
a.
costs is you investing in yourself, which is a weird co cost, right?
And then so if you are going to come to the show, tickets right now are $600. That's for the 5-day event. So the first day is a vendor expo. So all of the industry folks that you want to talk to are going to be there all day.
Fantastic day. So many different people to talk. I couldn't get to talk to everyone I wanted to that day.
No, it's bigger this year. Sorry.
Sorry. So too many more options this year.
Yeah, like we've got like 11 Labs will be there. There's, you know, we're.
Wait, 11 Labs, I've been using them for years. I love those people. I can't wait to meet them.
So 11 Labs is going to be, they have a booth. They'll be there all week, so you'll be able to talk to them. Like there's a lot of companies that won't come to other shows because it doesn't merit their time, right? Like they need a certain amount of foot traffic to be able to justify being there. So got that. Then we have Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday is author education. Drew Davis is coming back to do a presentation called The Cube of Creativity, and he's got another one. They're really good.
Oh, man,
He's amazing. James Patterson will be closing us out in an interview with JD Barker. Those 3 days of kind of networking and sessions, and then the last day is our reader event, which you get access to. Some authors, it's closed now because we're planning it, but there would be an additional cost if you were to have a half table or a full table to sell books there. That's a whole nother thing. But most of our work has been on the rebrand and getting readers to come to that event, right? So as of this morning, I think we had 2,700 registrations for the reader event.
Whoa, that is amazing. So that's pretty exciting. That's
So,
really taking that reader event up like several several levels.
it's like 5x what it'll be if half the people show up. And then you know, we have a special room block that, you know, in Vegas there's this dirty trick that they do, which is there's your room rate and then there's your resort fee. And the resort fee can sometimes be as much as the room rate. We have a really low resort fee. We do have rooms this year in Paris or Horseshoe, depending on what you're looking for. And then, like you mentioned, there is a digital ticket, so you can buy that. It's not virtual in the sense of like a live streaming. We record the sessions, so you get all the recordings. And what we do, which I believe is probably one of the coolest things that ever in kind of like a digital ticket, is we have what's called the after party. So after the event, we put all the videos up for you to watch. And then every single one of those videos, the presenter has an hour long Zoom session that
Yeah.
you can join and ask questions,
Yeah.
right? So it allows you, if you do attend, you can choose to, like, I can't go to this session, so I can go watch it and then I can ask questions. But even
Yeah.
if you attend event, like this is what we observed in this that's so crazy. You don't think about how this stuff will play out. It's like, oh, I attended it. I listened to Mark's session on getting into indie bookstores, and then I went and did his 5 points, and I've got more questions, so I can hop back on the call, and Mark's there, and I can ask him, like, "Hey, I tried this and it didn't
Yeah.
work. What should, and it becomes a whole nother learning
Right.
cycle that wasn't possible before.
Yeah, it's like an additional layer. I love the fact that there were people that were there in person but didn't even think of the question because they encountered something new between then and then. And then it's almost like I love that. I mean, I love doing that session as a speaker, and it was just great to engage with people again because it just made the show that much it gave it that much more reach. And I guess as an author who's invested in themselves, it gives you another opportunity to get more out of it.
Yeah, so it's on our sales page for the show. Like, one of the things we show is, like, you can watch the full session with
Yeah.
Drew Davis. This guy is an amazing, he did his Curiosity presentation
Oh,
was.
amazing. And I was ill with food poisoning at the point when he was doing it. So I got to watch it after and I was like, oh man. But I'm so glad it
So,
was recorded so I could see
yeah.
it.
Yeah, so good. And then we also have the after party recording because he was just dropping knowledge in that, because it was like people are like, "Hey, how do you do this?" And he actually was like drawing it out for you. It's like, here,
Yeah.
I create this box and I open up a loop and then I get to this point and then I close a loop and then I, like, so, of course he's at another level of presentation, but those kind of things happen because of that environment we've set up. And I remember, I was on that call live, and I was just like, I don't want this to end. Like,
Yeah.
I'm learning so much. Like,
Yeah.
give me more stuff to steal here, right? And I think that's the idea that, when we're building out these systems, we're trying to create more and more of those opportunities.
Yeah, I love that. Well, Joe, thank you for creating these amazing opportunities. You and Susie and the team,
Yeah,
a
we've got an
fantastic
amazing
team.
team.
Yeah. So thank you for doing that. And I guess so it's authornation.live. People can find out more information. And I guess I will see you, Joe, and I will see you, a dear of your potentially, because Wide for the Win will be at Author Nation as well.
Yeah, well, you'll be. I know you have space on Monday, and then we've talked about having you involved in the Tuesday night space.
Yeah.
But like last year, you guys just kind of huddled up in our Mix and Mingle Midway, and
Yeah.
we're just, like you said, like a lot of you guys, and it's an international group, so there's some of you that were over from Europe and
Yeah.
Canada and the United States, and
Fantastic. And a
yeah,
chance
so
to connect with people in person, which I absolutely love. So thanks for making this happen, Joe.
well, thank you for having me on the show. And again, if anybody needs anything, you can just reach out at hello@authorventuresllc.com. We can answer your emails there. Just go to the website. There's lots of stuff to sign up for. There's, but like the main thing is like, get your tickets sorted out. And we're less than 90 days from the show. We're
Ooh.
in full planning mode. And I can tell you this, that we've leveled up. Like, we've got some crazy stuff we're rolling out this year.
Awesome. I look forward to enjoying as much of it as I can take
Yeah.
in the
Yeah.
time period. Thanks again.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Wide for the Win podcast. You can learn more about Wide for the Win, the Facebook group, and the community over at wideforthewin.com. The music for this podcast, Sax and Rock and Roll, is by Kevin MacLeod and was licensed from Incomtech.com.